Great. Bill, we'll start with you on this one. One of the most difficult decisions you might have to make as a city council person will be budgetary. Which will matter more to you, protecting services or cutting taxes, and why?
If the services are police protection, then I would have to go with the police protection. I think over the next few years, taxes are going to go down anyway, and I think we can make that happen. But the services that the city is providing right now are essential. The public safety is the big thing. And if it has to come down to whether we can maintain a police force, recruit officers in, with the fire department, that grant's going to be coming up, how are we going to fund that? I would really have to look at keeping those services rather than starting with a tax cut. I'm all for tax cuts. I think we are too high in the amount of tax cuts, but I think to cut taxes right now would be a detriment to the overall plan and where we need to go.
Would you be okay with raising taxes if it was needed to cover those services you mentioned?
I think we have to look at the budget. I don't think raising taxes, but I think there's probably places in the budget that we can divert funds over, maybe make some changes in the long-range plans. So that's the way I would go first.
Great. Thank you. Christopher.
You got to stick with the public safety. If you start cutting public safety, that brings people to worry about what is happening in the city. Is the city safe? Am I going to have an ambulance here if I need it in time, or to police here in time? So cutting taxes right now, especially with the SAFER grant coming to an end, is probably not going to be possible. Adding to them, no. It's never easy to make budget decisions, but we all make them in our own house. And sometimes you got to do without things that you would like to have. And that's what sometimes you have to do in a city, but you have to prioritize. What is most important? What is most effective? Adding to the tax rate? No, it's high already. And we need to kind of watch that to get it down if we can. But high tax rates, it drags on the society and on the community. So you got to make those hard decisions. And it comes with discussion, looking at the budget and saying, no, we can't spend money on that. And sometimes that's hard. It makes people mad, but we do it in our own lives too. No, I can't spend money on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert, same question. One of the most difficult decisions you might have to make as a city council person will be budgetary. Which will matter more to you, protecting services or cutting taxes?
Things are tight. And we weren't in the best financial shape not so many years ago. We've got a great city manager now in Jim Furnell, and I think we're heading in the right direction. Obviously, I'd want to protect our services. I don't want to give up anything that we already have and that we've been working for. Realistically, I don't know if cutting taxes is an option without sitting through the budget. And I believe that those decisions are made and finalized in February. We start looking in November and go till February. Sometimes you have to listen to people like Leon Shahan, though, and he's usually got an earful for us, and he tells us, and he looks at these numbers himself. So we have some resources in the community. We have people that are concerned enough to check it out for themselves, and sometimes you have to listen to them. And you may not agree, and it may not be possible, but I like how he goes digging for stuff to pull out of there to save us some money long term. If he shows me what he's looking at, I'd be happy to look with him and see if there's some spots where we can save money. But it is a big budget. We have a lot of things that I think that we need to keep. The police department, the fire department, I think are running kind of thin as it is. I know they have some overtime concerns at times of the year, so I don't want to take any money away from them.
To balance that, would you be okay with the potential of having to raise tax if there wasn't enough to cut?
I'd be hesitant to raise taxes because I know it's a financial hardship on everybody, but if it's if the public wants that for a certain project and they're okay with it, I'm not going to tell you that you can't spend your money, but I'm going to caution you against it and tell you what strings are attached.
Real quick, a 5-second answer or less, what is one area that you think could be cut to pay for some of the services that you all said you wanted to protect? Bill, we'll go with you quick.
I would look at the parks and recreations and see areas there.
Okay, great. Christopher?
Boy, that's, I haven't seen, looked at the budget. I think you need to look at it and see what is the priority for the cities, because we got great parks here. You don't just want to start cutting them, because that's a draw to the city. So you got to look at the whole picture, and I haven't had a chance to really look at the budget, so okay. I can't say.
Robert?
I don't know what I'm willing to give up at this point, okay. Guys. You tell me.